remembered, Rabbi, look, the fig tree, which you cursed, has withered away. I've prayed for people and I've found out why I curse sickness. That's why. Because if there's a root, I don't even need to know it. I need to know what happened to the fig tree. He said, for assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea. If I have faith in God and I don't doubt in my heart, but believe those things that I say will be done, I will have whatever I say. Why? Because I got faith in God. Because he's bigger than any root. Jesus is bigger than the root. It's the blood of Jesus that crushes everything. Why do we got to make this other stuff so big? Jesus didn't. And we think, well, that was Jesus. No, he lives in me. He's called me to walk just like he walks. How can, if I say that I abide in him, then I also ought to walk just as he walked. Well, how did he walk? Well, hey, I'd like to pray for you today, but I can see there's a lot of root issues in you. And stop it. We're holding people back from the glory of God. God's given you his glory to reveal the King and his goodness and his mercy and love. So bless him, and it's the goodness of God. Look, I understand. I've talked to people and there's issues and stuff. If we had a firm understanding that when we become born again, we die to something to get born into something. Everything from old must die and all things become new. David Hogan teaches his people the blood of Jesus is enough. All things become new. Nothing stays. All things. They raise the dead the second day. First day. God, help us. We know too much. We do. We do. We need to see Jesus. We need to see him. He needs to be the focal point. He needs to be our everything. He needs to be our hero. And everything we do and say,